Okay. There's a lot. There's one thing which I promised to discuss is what about when you eat fruits and juice comes out? This comes up in two contexts. The main context is grapefruit. Anyone ever eaten a grapefruit, you know, there's always a lot of juice that just by eating the grapefruit, it's so juicy. I guess that whenever you eat it, a lot of juice gets squeezed out. So you don't have to worry about it in the Shabbos kitchen. So Benim Cohen says, "Pasht it," because I mean, pretty much everyone's makel because of like washing with shlakos legufa, meaning you're not trying to get grapefruit juice out of the grapefruit. You're just trying to eat the grapefruit. It's not exactly like washing with shlakos. There, you're actually trying to squeeze out the juice for the sake of the fruit. This is even better. You're not even trying to squeeze anything. You're just trying to eat the fruit for the sake of the fruit. So then it should be mutter like washing shlakos legufan. In the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he brings down another svara here in Perek Hey, footnote Mem Test. He says, and personally, he says it's not the normal way of squeezing. You're just like eating it. You're not doing the normal way of squeezing it. And you're not intending to squeeze it. And not only that, he says, when you eat the grapefruit, like the juice that stays is still mixed with the food. It's not even doesn't even come out with the atma, which is maybe another svara l'hakel. And that's what he heard from Shlomo Zalman, that it is not a problem. So you have many, many, many svaras l'hakel. Just review. It's like talking with shlakos, and because of the gufan. And you're not even intending to squeeze, and it's not the normal way of squeezing. And the juice you squeeze stays mixed with the food. And therefore, we're in no way to that we don't worry about that. Even though, you know, one could say, right, what did we see? Bible told us the safer help of Shabbos is Shabbato. The Shabbos, sorry, that he popping like Rashi, that depends what you usually squeeze. Grapefruits and oranges are more often used for juice than for eating in the world, to the best of my knowledge. But nonetheless, you know, we can make it with all these other stuff in Lahakel.
No, I think you would agree that much. Some would agree.
I'm saying he just means in general, he thinks that grapefruits are shy to it, though, right? But in general, but here there are so many stuff in Lahakel, we're not going to worry about it. What about grapes? Grapes are a little trickier. Grapes are for sure a d'oraisa. What if you cut grapes and some juice gets squeezed out of them? What if you cut grapes and some juice gets squeezed out of them? So first of all, it's not so clear to me that's a psikresha. Every time you cut grapes, the juice gets squeezed out. You know, if I cut a grape on a plate, will there be juice? Might depend how sharp of a knife I have or how squishy the grape is. Clearly, if you have a sharp knife, you're much less likely. But it might be a double shade of his copying to get juice out of the grape. And it might be a double shade of his copying get juice out of the grape, but certainly not like grapefruit, which is clearly integration, but normally eating the grapefruit. Yeah. It might be a double shade of copying. And it might be so little that it is batel in the not called a mashke, and it clearly secretion is clearly going to be ibut. You're not going to use that grape juice at all. It's not really shayach. Even if you cut grapes on a cutting board and there's some drops, it's not shayach, useful for anything. So Maisa, I think
Grapes are not for the group also.
even though grapes we are machmir, of course, legupon also, but that's putting a squeezing them.
Why would he would have to?
What?
Either way, why would he would be had to come out for
Well, first of all, the gufan is not necessarily the thing as ibud. Ibud would be hetter according to the Aruch, for example, right? So there are, meaning the same stuff in Lahakal among the Brahm, we'll see. If Yud Chet, or would apply here. Anyway, I think given that it's Le'iba, there are many stuff in Lahakel, and it might be Dabashin of Iskabain. I think you have a sharp knife. So it's good to use a sharp knife, but it'll be Dabashin of Iskabain. And also, unlike all the other Shaylas, you know, what comes out might really be not Choshev in and of itself and Batel to the Pri. So the mice, I think we're making cut grapes on Shabbos, but already people cut grapes on Shabbos. Okay, let's go back to where you were. We're talking about ice on Shabbos, right? We're just almost finished our discussion of what we call molid slash nolad on Shabbos. And we talked about melting ice on Shabbos, right? What did we decide? We decided there was a big machlokes about melting ice. The Pana Meiros was Mekel. He said even the Trumas HaDeshen was only an expanded molid, not a nolad. And room temperature can't count as molid. Well, the Shemir Shabbos go chas, so it's machmer unless the Torah. So he was called Sheshbor Nolad. We decided that we're in Medayik, the Shemir Shabbos go chas, that if you're not intending to melt it, maybe that's Tzad L'Hakel. If it's going to waste, then certainly it's Tzad L'Hakel. L'maisa, we quoted from Ribiyat, who was not at Machmer, sorry, well, again, the Minhag HaOlam is the Mekel, to say you can put ice in a bowl on the table like everyone does, people put in their drinks on Shabbos. Why? Because you have many Tzadim L'Hakel, besides the fact that it could be that melting ice at room temperature is much in the first place, but this is even better because you don't want it to melt, and because you're not going to use the water that is melted. It's just going to be good for plugging the garbage, at least according to our normal household Minhagim. However, let's say you want to melt it, right? Sometimes what do people do? If they're going on a long walk, they put the water bottle in the freezer. Give you a good tip, don't fill it up to the tippy top before you put it in the freezer. And then they take it on the long trip, and that way it stays cold even when it melts on the long trip. Okay, we should minimize taking long trips on Shabbos. You don't dirt yourself too much. But let's say, okay, yeah, good reason. So then you're taking it out of the freezer. Davka wants it to melt so you can drink it. Right? That's Davka wants it to melt so you can drink it. There's no other stuff in Lahakel there. It's just the Machlokes, the Panim Meiros, and the Shemir Shabbos Kolchata. Lemaisa, we are Machmer like the Shemir Shabbos Kolchata when there's no other stuff in Lahakel. So it's only Mutzer Brokim Torah. But if you really need it to be super cold because you're very, very whatever. You Davka needs to be very cold for some reason, it's a real tzorach, then you can be Mekel, but it would be better to not do that. It would be better on Shabbos. You know, I can't imagine myself ever having such a, like, I can see having a tzorach to need water as opposed to being thirsty. I can't imagine ever having a tzorach that the water needs to be this cold instead of that cold. Lamaisa, once you walk that far, you're glad to have water. So it would be better to not do that trick on Shabbos.
The water is not fully frozen, it would be much better.
I mean, if it starts out half and half, yeah, but it's meaning if you, what would be mutter, I'm putting your freezer and have it come half and half might be too impractical. What would be mutter is, let's say you want to take water with you, to take a water, a bottle, fill it with water and ice. Put in water and ice, fill it with ice milk. That would be better cover. That's no sense of a cost.
What about ices?
What about ices? What about ices? The ices, do you want them to melt?
You can't. You can either put grapes in the freezer and make ices, or you can buy it in the thing, but either way, you can't. You can't eat it unless not.
No, you're supposed to eat it by, like, sucking it when it's solid, no?
No, but you want it to melt. You're only
drinking. No, you want it to melt in your mouth. That doesn't count.
But I'm saying you can't eat the whole thing if it's solid. If it stays in the solid, you can't eat the whole thing. You can't eat any of it.
How do you eat ice? Whoa, did I miss something my whole childhood? You buy ices and you sort of lick or suck them and they melt into your mouth, no?
People like
you're not supposed to let it liquefy and then drink it like a cup.
People like that.
So what about ices that you like, you want it to melt so then you can like slurp it, right? Slurp. How do you say slurp in Hebrew? To schluck? What about ices that you want them to melt and you'll slurp them? Not like the ice on a stick, the popsicle on a stick. That obviously you want it to stay solid. But the things that come in the little plastic long containers, And I always thought you're supposed to eat them solid like a popsicle, but I hear the tvara, and then, you know, you want to melt them and then schluck them. So what about those? You want to take them out of the freezer to melt them and schluck them? So I think you should only do that makom tzarech. I think you should only do that makom tzarech according to this Shmir Shabbos Hilchata. Okay. Maybe for little kids the tzarech, because otherwise they can't avoid Shabbos. What?
Only for choshesh for
nolad. Lachor only for choshesh for nolad. But that
we are
at least you know, to a certain extent. Okay. Anyway, what else? I just wanted to mention one or two other things and then we'll move on. How about making ice? We talked about melting ice. How about making ice? Interesting, we're not gonna deal with the sheet of Yakut of the Shabina Rav, Shadov Misharan, that making ice is more chomer than melting ice, but all the other posts give held no. It's either the same or more kal than melting ice. If you look in the Shmir Shabbat Kokosa, says the Shmir Shabbat Kokosa, he says very, very nicely. If you're medayik in his lashon, which he meant for you to be, he said, give me a second. Yes. You al yotim l'chachilu gushe karachto kos reka manach l'apshur l'shabbat v'im beyhem. You cannot melt ice in order to drink the water, but totally manim ilosim shabbat v'yotim v'im tol peyak ba'ah. But it's proper to be makhachah. It's proper to be makhachah, not to make ice on Shabbos. Okay, so he thinks making ice a little more, you know, with more of a, he thinks me'ikar din Ashkenazim shouldn't melt ice on Shabbos. But it's only a tov. It's better not to make ice on Shabbos. The Shmir Shabbos, Shabbos Kitchen quote from Moshe Feinstein is saying you're allowed to make ice on Shabbos. So there could be that there's more tzad to be makel to make ice on Shabbos than to melt ice on Shabbos. Why would there be more tzad to be makel to make ice on Shabbos? Number one, because maybe ice is less koshev than water. And therefore, you're not really making something new. It could also be that, although this is, okay. Alpitom batara, it could be that ice has more of the same status of water than water has of ice, but that's already very tricky and questionable. But he brings down two svaras here. He says maybe ice is less kosher than water, so you're not really considered creating anything new. And also, water can last a long time; ice can't. Right? If you put water on your table, it'll stay there for many, many weeks. If you put ice on your table, it'll last 10 minutes. So maybe making water is really doing something, but making ice is not considered doing something because it's just going to go back to water as soon as you take it out of the freezer. So therefore, maybe making ice is a little more makel.
Which bar was that?
Both these are in the Shmir Shabbos Kochata. But if I recall correctly, I think he just, you know what? I don't remember if he quoted a svara. It's not an Igros Moshe, because the Igros Moshe, we could look it up. But Shabbos Kitchen, page 176, he quoted, something we could also look up now that we have an internet. He quoted Rav Moshe in a Torah journal, or in a Choveret that not a journal I've heard of, or Choveret, I'm not sure exactly. And what did he say? He says because the ice is just meant to turn into water again, and therefore you can't call it something new. When water becomes ice, it's just going to go back to being water. The only way to use it is back to being water. Then that's not considered a new thing. That's what we quote there from Moshe Feinstein. Halakha l'maisa, those who are make ice and Shabbos have a lot to rely on. But the mainstream minhag is like the Shmir Shabbos of Vatah. It's better not make ice on Shabbos unless you have a Torah. If you have a Torah, it's Vatah anyway. So it's not a problem. The only thing about that, there's no Torah, right? There's a Torah, we're never makar in Sefer Truma. So if there's a Torah, Chabad, you can make ice. The question is, can you make ice if there's no Torah? So, for Moshe Feinstein said, yeah, the Shmir Shabbos brings down many reasons, maybe, yeah, but in the end, it decides it's better to be makar. I think the meaning of most people is to be makar, not to make ice on Shabbos, unless there's some Torah. Yes. Leon. Oh, I thought you said something. Okay.
Rabbi, sorry, it was me.
Oh, sorry. Sorry,
exactly. Mishum, even if you're matir, you can't prepare ice that you're not going to use on Shabbos, Mishum Achana, or you have to prepare.
Of course you can't make ice for after Shabbos. That's possible. Sorry, that should be Pashti. Can't make eyes for even Spardim, who don't worry about this at all because they're not Makbid on the Sefer Truma, can't make eyes for after Shabbos. That's Takana.
You have to make exactly the amount of ice cubes that you want.
No, you have to be normal. Shlomo Zalman says you can be normal when it comes to Hakana. If you make a tray of ice cubes at a time, you make a tray of ice cubes, even if you're not going to use the whole tray.
Exactly. So you don't have to make sure to use all the ice you made.
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
It's a great question. There's a Shevet Alevi who deals with that. I think you can find it for the Shabbos Milchata. Is making ice more like melting something on the fire or more like melting something room temperature? Right? That's an interesting question. And it's not clear. On the one hand, maybe it's more like a fire. You're using a freezer, not just letting it be natural. The other issue, the lady says a freezer is not like a fire. It works slowly and invisibly. And therefore, it's more like room temperature. So it's unclear. It's unclear whether it's more like a fire or more like room temperature. Okay.
There, you use the optimization binion. Like you're making a cube?
It's a great question. Is there any reason to optimize some binyan? But the mainstream post will all say no. Yeah.
Can I give an example of a tzorech that will hit that threshold? That's not like a hola?
Oh, a tzorech have ice? Let's say you have a crush of guests coming over and you're embarrassed to not have ice in the summer when your crush of guests comes over. Not me. I have a lot of self-confidence. If you want to come to my house, you eat and drink what I have, or else tough luck on you. Although I guess I would also, I have my limits and depends who's coming, right? You have trouble with that ice. I don't know. Some people, they can't enjoy Shabbos with that ice. I don't know. They suffer with that ice. I don't know. I really don't know. I'm not such a big ice person. It could be that the ice people, maybe someone in this room is intimidated now because they don't want me to call them about taiva. But some of my readers are going to say, no, you don't understand. It's gross to drink water without ice, even from the fridge. I can only drink something that's not gross by the ice. So maybe that would be a tzara. That would be the end of the world. Okay, fine. Yeah.
You put a water bottle in the freezer for like an hour, but you will get like a little bit icy, but not ice.
I think so. What if you forget it? Okay, if you forget it, it's not so out there anyway. Right, so I hold that it's an interesting question. What about pouring drink onto ice? When you pour drink onto ice, you're melting it via diet. Remember, that was the Magen Avraham but the Mishnah Berurah said, no, we can't melt via diet, even into water. So it's pouring soda onto ice, melting via diet, in my humble opinion. I know I've seen all the different opinions. Pouring hot coffee or tea onto ice, that's called melting via diet already. You see it melting. But pouring soda onto ice, even though it fine will tell you if the soda is 5 degrees Celsius and the ice is 0 degrees Celsius, then by definition there's an equation and the ice has to melt. It doesn't look like the ice melts as soon as you pour the soda on. But I don't think that's called the melting via ice. When I pour soda on ice, I don't see the ice melting.
Would there be difference?
I know it must, but I don't think that counts.
Sorry, yeah. Would it be different than putting the hot ice into hot tea versus pouring hot tea over ice?
Actually, the truth is we put ice in the hot drinks also, right? So apparently that's also not cool. They got to take it back, right? You can put ice into hot drinks on Shabbos, cool them up, right?
Rebbe, that's the Gemara, Rebbe. No, isn't that the Gemara?
Don't you kids always put ice in the soup? Now, is there a difference between ice in the soup and soup on the ice? You think that's the difference? Ice in the soup is not the Yadayim, but soup on the ice is the Yadayim. That's a big fish. I don't know. Let's say it's I guess that's what the Machmir want to say. Soup on the ice is the Yadayim. Ice in the soup is not. It's a very strange cook. No?
I've always heard it that way.
It's a strange cook, no?
Maybe you could say that pouring a hot onto cold it's like more, it's like actually the action that's causing it versus putting it in. It's just you're maybe like causing it to melt. I don't know.
Meaning, I'm not talking about Bishul. Obviously, if you're pouring from a Kli Rishon, then you shouldn't pour coffee onto ice anyway just because of Bishul, but usually that's not the case. If the soup's in a Kli Sheni, we potkin, there's no Bishul and water in a Kli Sheni. You guys don't have little kids, meaning maybe you have babies, but you'll see when you have a 3-4-year-old kid, sometimes it lasts till. But they want to put ice in their soup because it's too hot. Whatever. Okay. I'll tell in the Tmakeh. Anyway, yeah, he doesn't discuss it here. It's an interesting question. What about, but we always put ice into our soup. I don't know. Is there really a difference between ice into soup and soup and tide? I don't know. Hard for me to imagine.
The hetzer of Inumikar applies to
what?
The hetzer of Inumikar applies both to Nolad and Mulad.
It does, but we're machmir that Eino Nikar is only mutter if you do shalom biyadayim. So the question is, what biyadayim?
Wasn't that the hetzer for putting the chicken with the rice on the black? That it's Eino Nikar if it's unfamiliar with the rice?
The, no, that hetzer was that it's better than Eino Nikar. Eino Nikar means it goes into another liquid. That's better than Eino Nikar because it goes into a solid. It never exists as a liquid in the first place. That's better than Eino Nikar. Okay.
Right, it's a biscuit shoe.
What did he say?
He said it's best not to play, not to put the ice in the cup because you're pouring the water melts the ice.
You know? Okay. So we don't face on Nakar. Yeah, someone showed me the picture in the name of two people who I didn't. In the name of two people I never heard of, but I'm sure are much smarter than me. But nonetheless, I don't know. I'm not gonna be laughing. I just don't get it. I don't get it. Okay, bye.
This is Martin talking the rest. It was never like either way. It's not Nick. No, why do we get a difference of the solid or liquid?
No, because one, the heter of Eino Nikar means you're liquefying the solid, but it's mixing with another liquid, so it's not Nikar, it's new. When you warm up the chicken with rice, you're starting solid ending.
You're not doing the
no liquid in the first place.
You're not doing molding.
Yeah, you're not doing anything. There's no liquid in it at all. That's like ochol to ochol, right? That's not anything. Okay, Viker. The Shmir Shabbos Lechot has a few other nice kulas, mechudish kulas, when it comes to this iter. He says, hold on a second, meaning this is his kasha. This is already the Rabban's kasha. Many people's kasha. Hold on, you're allowed to squeeze sharp heroes. Remember Udrudin and Pegoyim and all those other things we don't know what they are? You're allowed to squeeze them on Shabbos? And that's not Nolat. So why does the, how can this be for a truth that any time a solid turns into a liquid if Nolat? So he says, no, it must be. It depends if it gets a new status or not. And remember, we thought payroll, the ifrit, it stays ochel. So it says, anything that has the same status, whether it's solid or liquid, is exempt from this iser. And therefore, he says, big kulas. He said, ice and water are different statuses halachically. In some of the Torah, ice is in between a liquid and solid. It's a very complex status. He said, when it comes to milk, that's not, there's only, milk is only useful as a liquid. Frozen milk is not good for anything at all. It has no status. Frozen milk is called a matke. It's just a matke that is temporarily in storage. And therefore, he says, you could thaw milk on Shabbat. Nice kula. And basically, he says, anything which is called the same thing, whether it's liquid or solid, you can thaw on Shabbat. He says, no problem. If ice cream melts on Shabbat, it's still ice cream. Ice cream is an ochel even when it melts. Call it the mashke even when it's frozen. And okay, it's not. It's a chiddush, but given that this is such a borderline issue in the first place, it's not not such a. It's okay to rely on a chiddush, and therefore we can rely on him. Certainly, if you need to, then Pashi can rely on him. He also has to be chalakin fish, congealed. Whatever you call it, and from fish and from meat, that's a big fish. He said one is more edible one way, one of the. All right, that's the. He says the if you I don't even know what this means. You melt the fish jelly. I don't really warm up fish. I'm not so familiar with it. I don't know. I'm not. All right, we'll leave that with Sorokin.
Super chewing cases.
I know. They're hugging fish and chicken, but it's a big chiddush. We'll leave that for now. That
Chicken is an old call while salad.
I don't really, I think somebody hears what he said, that I don't really understand it, so I'm not going to say it over. Okay, bye. Let's leave it as milk and ice cream cooler. Last question is, what if, yeah?
Would all these have the same denim on this?
All of these, I think the Korum is doing these other same on Yontif. I think we're doing these things other same on Yontif. Okay, last big machlokas. What about whipped cream that you, with all due, with apologies to the more authentic, foodies amongst us. What about whipped cream that you spritz in the can? You ever have the can that you spritz the whipped cream? Right when I was a kid, my house was just called the spritz. You actually take cream and you whip it. A proper foodie would never spritz whipped cream from the can. But anyway, Biker, okay. You know the whipped cream inside the can is liquid. Like you shake the can, it sounds like deodorant. Sorry, didn't mean to ruin your appetite. And when you spritz it, it aerates it and makes it into a whipped cream. Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? I've been to some houses where they spritz it on the ice cream and dessert and whatever, and Jell-O. When I was a kid, we had Jell-O. The highlight of Shabbos of my childhood, here I'm letting in my private life a little here. The highlight of my Shabbos childhood was we didn't make the Jell-O on Shabbos. That would be a big problem of Lisha, right? Your mom is kneading and making a new salad. No, the Jell-O was made for Shabbos. Jell-O, which was a big deal when I was a kid because they had just invented the first kosher Jell-O ever in history. Jell-O was something that only Goyim ate until I was a certain age. Jell-O with whipped cream on top. That was Shabbos for me. My mother must have cooked other things, but I don't remember them from my childhood. I'm sure I hope she's not listening to the recording because she probably worked very hard on the other thing. But how about spritzing the whipped cream on Shabbos? Big, big, big machlokas. Rabbi Rivia in 39 Malachas book says, author, because you're turning the liquid into a salad. And that is moly. And the Shabbos kitchen also says, author, and quotes a different poskin. Because you're turning a liquid into a salad.
I mean, this is unicorn to Sephardim, right?
What?
This is unicorn to Sephardim because it's Viadai?
I would think that would be also unicorn to Sephardim if you're doing a Viadai. Yeah, it's a very clever Viadai. You have a machine that aerates things. That seems like pretty Viadai. However, the Orcha Shabbos in Perek Tet Vav Halacha Chafes is Mekel says that much elishtamish bo, he says, okay, you're not allowed to like make pictures or words with it, obviously. That's kofi, but that's not what we're talking about. He says, no problem. Even if it's liquid inside and it gets solid when it comes out, and his svara is as far as this is much better than this is much better than ice cube, but I can't call it turning a liquid into a solid because it's not like there's some liquid that like you do things with that you turn into a solid. There's a can of potential solid. So really, it was always just something intended to be solid. You can't say it was like hush with a liquid and then became a solid. So it was always just something to make a solid out. Like you never even saw that liquid or touch that liquid or didn't fix that liquid. So he said, Pasha, that is considered a solid to a solid, very willing to make up for the opposite reason. It's a liquid to a liquid. Whipped cream's not a real solid. It's not like ice. It melts in 3 seconds and it's so soft when you put your finger through it, it doesn't stop your finger from going through. Okay, so there's two opposite reasons to be made. Lamaisa, we're Talmidim very willing. So we could be made and Orcha Shabbos agrees, so you can make whipped cream from the can on Shabbos. Okay, now we're going on to the next topic. Yes.
Foaming hand soap.
What?
Foaming hand soap.
Foaming hand soap would also be in the same, you're making foaming hand soap with a liquid inside and you make bubbles out of it. Maybe making bubbles out of it is like making into a solid or a new form is molded. So we assume that foaming hand soap is also okay because it's not really a new thing. It's just like, you know, a very, very, very transient phase. It's not really interesting.
Same thing with toothpaste. Maybe foam, like
the same thing with the foam of toothpaste. The foam of a lot of things. We're not worried about foam. Okay. Now, the Hesvav through Yudches, it's only four seifim, but it's big. Talk about a new kind of chita, which may or may not belong to Simchat Chas, which is chita of clothing. Right? Why do you say it may or may not belong in Simon? In Simon Shin Chaf, because it's very clear, everyone agrees that Sita is a tolda of what? Everyone agrees Sita is a tolda of? No. Sorry. Yes. Everyone agrees that Sita of clothing is a tolda of what? Of Malavi. Yeah, it's a funny rabbi said so there. We're not sure if he meant it or it was just a typo. But everyone agrees that Sita of clothing is a tolda of Malavi. Part of the process of washing clothing is to wring the clothing dry. Ad hayom hazeh, we still do that, right? If you have you probably don't wash your clothing by hand, but if you have a washing machine, what's the last cycle? The spin cycle. What's the point of the spin cycle? To be soaking the clothing and get out the water, right? That's part of the process. Just now, you do it automatically. Instead of squeezing it, it just uses the bench. Which one is it? Centrifugal or centripetal? I always forget which one it is. What? Whatever it is, the centripetal force.
Centrifugal.
What?
Centrifugal.
Centrifugal force, which presses it against the outside of the tub in the washing machine, and that does chita. Okay, so for sure it's a shot of chita. Chita is a tolda malaving. The machlokas rishonim is. Is it a tolda of malaving, or is it also a tolda of dust? So chita begadim, for sure, lekulei alma, it's a tolda of malaving. I haven't found anyone disagrees with that. But sorry, Shonim only say malaving. Like, where's your Shonim only say only malaving?
Rambam.
The Rambam, right? Because he also quotes the Rambam every time he quotes it, only quotes, he quotes every piece of clothing and shot, and every time it says Malavi. So obviously that's what he holds. And who goes with him? Who sounds like him? Oh, come on. I mean, it's too easy. The Ramban, right? The Ramban is quoted in Beis Yosef, right? So how about? The Ramban and the Rambam say it's only a tolda of dosh, not of anything else. However, Rabbeinu Tam is famously mechadish, right? Tolda of the Malavi. Rabbeinu Tam, but not the Rambam and the Ramban. Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran and others. I would bet most Rishonim say it's so. A tolda of dust. Meaning, is it shy to talk about a tolda of dust when you're squeezing clothing? The Rambam say no. Why would they think it's not a tolda of dust? Because it's not kedule karka, right? Now, here it gets a little funny. That's what Ramban says. What if you squeeze wine out of cotton clothing? Isn't that kedule karka? But I think it has to sort of come back to... The Ramban doesn't exactly say, but I think what he means is only called gedulei karka if it grows that way from the karka. And then it's very similar to the Rashi, like Bakum Flato, who says that those who hold that Bakum Flato are above it didn't grow that way. Or maybe because like clothing don't really count as gedulei karka, even though they grew from the karka. You know, not, you're that the Ramban says, right? The Ramban, there is, right, you say, not dosh. Because not kidule karka, which you have to figure out exactly what it means, slash, it didn't grow together. Unlike, you know, classic type of dash. That's not dash. However, being common others, they know it is dash. It is dash because you are squeezing something out of something else. Why shouldn't it be dutch? Okay, before we get to sort of the nafkaminas of this, let's try to figure out how where this comes up. I'll look at life. Let's start with Teflon. Teflon. Also, lifro studer al piyachavit lifin al gavav akliche dolin bo. You're not allowed to spread a kerchief over the top of a barrel and the Gemara and put the ladle. The ladle, is there a bucket? What's the word for the cliche dolin bo? The thing you use to draw water from the well.
The pail,
that's it. You know, you're not allowed to put the pail on it. Shem and yomul day sklita, because then it'll get wet and you might wring it out. I'll beg it also lifros of mutter, she'inu hosha love left, achto. This is a zero to sklita. Right? Here the Beis Yosef brings about folks named Rabbi Yerucham versus Rashi and the Rambam. When are we gozer, when are we not? Rabbi Yerucham says, anything you don't plan to wear, we're not gozer. Only things you want to wear, we're gozer, right? The sklita to wear them. Well, we pop like Rashi and the Rambam, no. Only something meant to leave on the barrel. We're not afraid to speak that. Something meant to be put on a barrel of water and it gets wet. Why would you bring it out? It belongs on a barrel of water. Why would anyone bring it out? But something is not meant for the barrel of water, then we're afraid you might bring it out because you might decide to use it for something else. Okay, so basically, the principle is this is, we'll find all over shop, any clothing which is not supposed to get soaking wet, you're not allowed to get soaking wet. Because you might bring it out. The Mishnah Berurah points out here, based on the Rambam, he says that the Rambam leaves out the part about putting the pail on it. He just says you shouldn't cover a barrel of water with a cloth unless that cloth is meant for covering a barrel of water. And so the Mishnah Berurah decides, yeah, there must be two different terms. If it's a full barrel of water, then you can't cover it with a cloth even without the pail. That might get wet from the water underneath it if you tilt the barrel a little. Or if it holds in for a second. If it's an empty barrel of water, then it's only usher. But the pail on top of it, the pail will slide. Okay, we're not going like this, Mishnah Berurah. Basically, you shouldn't have any use of any cloth unless it's intended for that use around a barrel where it could get wet. Testayin. Also, lahadik mochim fi pachshish v'machim yishom klita. You're not allowed to squeeze. Remember, in those days, they didn't have all the good kind of ways of sealing containers that we have. And one of the ways of sealing containers was to squeeze in a cloth. Not a great way. But okay, you do what you can. You can't squeeze cloth into the opening of a flask, a very narrow opening of a flask that has mafkin, because of shchita. It's not exactly clear what because of shchita means. Not exactly clear. If you would look in the Torah, who quotes more of the original lashon of the Gemara, he says, you might do skita. Because you might do skita. So where are we? The Tezayin? The Pipa says the Gemara and the Torah. Shema Yavoli de skita. You might come to do skita. However, if you look in the Magen Avraham here, he says, in Sifkatan Yud Ches, Mishum Krita Pirish, Shemahadech Bulach, he nischat. It does get Krita. You know, it is squeezed. And if you look at Mr. Warrior, he said, what does he say? It's a psik ratio of speech, and that's what the men in Rome say. You will be so hated, right? You will be so hated. So that the Mishnah Berurah, and that's what it sounds like in the Magen Avraham. No, psik ratio is speech. Not you might do speech, you will do speech. Here it's all clear. Is that you might do speech? The gdera you might. Or that you will for sure do tzita. The Mishnah in Shaar HaTzion tried to be miyachiv everyone. In Shaar HaTzion Memtes says, the after Gemara, and he quotes Magen Avraham earlier, Shin Beis, who's very clear this is Resha, and he says, Abba the Gemara says maybe. So he says it might be that he gives two answers, either it's almost Pesach Resha or I like his second answer. No. If you squeeze it in all the way, it'll for sure be tzita. And you might squeeze it all the way. And then he found the safe for the Akron Tosef Shabbat who wrote that. Okay, so maybe that's the Hishov says the Shaar HaTzion in his second answer. So I think the ninth answer. Shamba Gehadi. The Koach the Oz Sikrisha the Yisbo. So that way you can be Miyashave everyone. Put it very gently on the speaker, but you might put it in tight and then it'll be a Sikrisha.
All right, you're just closing or taking one out?
It's interesting. Here he only talks about closing it, although we talked about taking it out later. You know, my impression is that...
That would be more safe, no? Because I'm going to be taking it out and coming out through it. Or...
When you're taking it out, you squeeze it as much. When you stick it in, you squeeze it, right? When you're taking it out, you don't squeeze it.
Well, when you're taking it out, you slip it inside it already.
Okay. I mean, maybe you tend to turn your pot sideways or upside down anymore. No, the assumption is, sorry, what is it? We're saying here, we're only talking about if it's wet. Right, if they're dry, then it's not sikha, only if they're wet. We're assuming it's wet already. But then taking it out, I know taking it out will do sikha. It could be only putting it will do sikha, although in Yudchet, we assume even taking it out will do sikha, but maybe that's tighter. It might depend how tight. If it's tight enough, then even taking it out, you end up squeezing it. Yodzai, it's spog. In mekanchenbo. You can't wipe with a sponge. Spog is what we call a sponge. Okay, our sponges are artificial. Their sponges are natural, but they're meant to be a version, artificial version of the same thing. You can't wipe with a sponge unless it has a handle. Okay. Okay. What is the gzeira shema? What is the gzeira shema yiskot? First of all, okay, where did he get, again, it's a little confusing. Gzeira Shem Yitzko means you might do Sikha. The Magen Avraham points out here, then the Gemara says that it's a Psikresha of Sikha, not a Gzeira of Sikha. The Psikresha of Sikha, not a Gzeira of Sikha. Okay, we'll see if Papa will answer that in a second. Lamaitha, the Rambam and the Machabir state Gzeira might come to Sikha. But the Magen Avraham points out from the Gemara that it's not a gzeira you might do sikha. You'll for sure do sikha. You don't have a choice. The psikresha of sikha. And the Gemara even said it's a ta'osofer in the Shulchan Aruch. Ta'osofer v'tzarech lomar mishum sikha. V'ayim Magen Avraham. And the Mishnah Berurah says the same thing in Sif Katan Memchet. So here we have the spog. Both, first of all, the Machaber and the Rambam say Zera Mishon Tita, or Zera, what is it? Shema Yisrof? What's the Lashon? Shema Yisrof? But we don't pass in that way. We pass in like the Magen Avraham and the Gra Alpi. The Gemara says, they wanted to have a social acceptance, they're not a separation. Sounds like that theory might like come to squeeze it, like it's going to get squeezed. And then that brought the Mishnah Berurah. Badai. Yes, folks. And it is a separation. Okay, we paskin. Like the Mishnah Berurah, that it is a badai. Now, question, yeah?
I don't know if everyone has ever seen this before, but I think I've seen this in a Judaic Historia kosher for Shabbos sponge.
What are the kosher for Shabbos sponge? Okay.
I don't know what makes it click.
Okay, we'll get to it. We'll get to what makes it kosher for Shabbos. Okay, and then, but before we get to that, unless it has a handle. What difference does it make if it has a handle? Anyone, what difference does it make if it has a handle? Oh, by the way, what might the gzeira mean? If you look in the Bir Halacha in Sif Yud Zayin, it says, what if the dry sponge? What if you're wiping with a dry sponge? Dry sponge, not really shayach klita, right? So he says, look in the Elul Rabban, Joseph of Shabbos, who want to be makir to the low foot. Maybe that's the gzeira. So if you use a dry sponge, there you might come to the wet sponge. Okay, it's a stretch. Then he says, from Rashi's house. Not that way, he leaves it unresolved. Right, the Dina Tarion. What about a dry sponge? Clearly, it's talking about wiping the wet sponge. Is a dry sponge different? You know, clearly, dry sponge is not clean. But is it a ulcer to the low blood? Like sponges are so
looks spongy. They have to be the dry sponges. They go in the wet sponge. Or did they not? You leave that to start doing. But yeah, I haven't seen any mangi post and address the issue of wiping something up with a dry sponge. Like, you know, what do you do with this sort of eon in the end? Right, but sort of eon ladino. But okay. I don't know. I haven't seen any mangi post skin.
It's like you have a dry mop. No, it's like clean up for that.
Yeah, but clearly you can wipe things up with a dry towel and other things, right? Yeah. But when they're fun, they're extra macro. And maybe that explains a little bit the data. You know, so you even avoid using a dry sponge. Okay. Well, my I think we usually avoid using dry sponges anyway, just because, you know, we don't have to sponge on Shabbat. So it would be nice to avoid using a dry sponge on Shabbat.
Creature by sponges that keep the dust on line.
Great question. The Rambam says Malavi. He thinks there's only that thing in Malavi.
Even though you don't care, like you know, you said before that if you don't the mule the cock for this for the barrel, it's not you don't care about getting cleaner.
That's a great question. But I assume the Rambam would have to say this is a different kind of Zerushim and Yitzchok than that. There you might still fake because you need to use it for something else, and therefore it wouldn't apply to the mule to the barrel. Here, if it's there, you might be soaked, maybe just to like dry it out so you can use it for its own purpose or something. Maybe that's the difference. The cloth on the barrel, if it's wet, it's still good at covering the barrel. The sponge, if it's wet enough, will not be as good for wiping.
But it won't be, you're not squeezing, it won't be as thick as the Shane Lieber, no? I love it. Either way.
The Rama thinks it will, obviously.
That's dirty your sponge.
The Rama, yeah, the Rama thinks squeezing out a sponge. We'll get to it in a second. Why? The Rama thinks squeezing out a sponge is legal. There's no two ways about it. There's no way out of it. But we'll come back to that. Okay, Lemaisa, what the heck? Yeah.
A question on Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything any towel you could clean up a spill or something would be considered a bag of mustard in the Pozilla?
So that's discussed before. It's elsewhere in the Shulchanara. What about our regular kinds of towels? Are those things you're the phrase they use is makhid al nima, you're makhid if it's wet. Or it's something you're not makhid if it's wet. And basically, lemaisa that we're makel that our regular like towels that we use to wipe up, well, we're not makhid if they're wet. It's not like a shirt or something. So that's why we can wipe up spills. Okay, what difference does the stick make? What difference does the handle make? So what are the two sheets? Versus? That's all one sheet, right. What's the two sheets? Rough and around them versus right. What's the difference if it has a handle or no handle? So Rashi and the Rambam say, what would say the difference is? That where's the pita according to Rashi and the Rambam? The pita is?
You don't get it at all.
No, but it's all so what know. Part of using a sponge is pita according to that? Is the wiping pita? No, it's the holding in your hand. That if you think about it, I should have brought a sponge. Let's pretend that this is a sponge, right? If you think about it, if I wipe with a sponge, I'm not really squeezing. Meaning, I'm not trying to get liquid out of the sponge. I'm trying to like wipe up crumbs or whatever I'm trying to wipe up with the sponge. That's not squeezing. Where's the squeezing? At the I don't have to wipe hard, right? I don't have to wipe hard, but I have to hold it. If I hold it, the sleeve will come out of my hand. So I can wipe. Most people wipe properly, but they hold it tightly. And when I hold it, I'm sweeping. That's the squeezing for Rafi and the Rambam. But if I have a handle, I can hold it by the handle. And it's no problem. So what's there? Your soul? Your soul is that the wiping is not sweeter. But without a handle, grasping it is pita, right? Then it's also grasping the sponge is pita. It's definitely true. If I take a sponge, I don't mean I'm walking dishes with a sponge. I'm using a sponge to wipe my counter. Lemaisa, if it's a wet sponge, just picking it up in my hand squeezes out water. Why the counter doesn't really squeeze that water? And both the handle, then you grasp the handle. But what does the Ravid say?
The Ravid says, no. Wiping is tita. Right? I mean, here we have a very fundamental machlokes. What's called tita? The Ravid is saying, just wiping with a sponge. Every time I wipe with a sponge, I leave a tiny, tiny sheen of water behind when I wipe. That's called tita. That's not called tita. It's only called tita. Like if I'm dripping out, like drip, 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 drip. So it's only tita when I pick it up. By the handle, it's not tita. Right? It says, no, it's only tita. So if there's no handle, it's tita. And how did the handle help? Here's the shemitah fish that I. What's the shemitah fish that I did? How did it help that handle? It's a pitcher of water. Exactly. With the handle, it's considered, after all, when you pour from a pitcher of water, that's tita? No, with the handle, it's a pitcher of water. Okay, what he means by that is basically everyone has trouble understanding this writing. No one likes this writing because they just don't understand what he means. Sounds like thinking very cool and love this. But when he says, a sponge, that's krita. But if the sponge and the handle, then it's like a kli, that's not krita. It's very, very unclear what he means. Somehow, like just because of the handle, what difference that makes. I admit, very unclear what difference the handle makes. The initial because it's the if it has a handle, then it's obvious that this is meant to be something. The water goes in, water goes out, water goes in, water goes out, water goes in, water goes out. So therefore, it's not considered that the water is bottled to it and you're squeezing out the new water. It's just considered a pitcher with water. As opposed to a regular sponge, but yeah, I think with this, not obvious that it's meant for something to water go in and out of all the time. A little strange. Okay, it's a very hard sport to understand the Ravid. I don't know if anyone here has good intuitive understanding of the Ravid. I have trouble finding intuitive understanding of the Ravid. But that being said, with a handle, it is like a pitcher. And there's no inter creeping to pour water out of a pitcher. Again, it's a little fun, yeah, because the water is not absorbed in it. The water is absorbed in the sponge, even if it has a handle. But somehow, it's with a handle, it's a kind of clean, it's not considered to be a form of water. As opposed to without a handle, it's just, oh, it's one of those things that's a form of water. It's very hard to understand the right. I don't have a good havana of the right. Which is why I think most folks don't like to rely on.
Is the heter of having a sponge with a handle only for lightly wiping down a counter, or could you even use it for to wash dishes?
That's the nafkamina. Nafkamina is, what's the nafkamina? What if you have a handle, but you wipe with tremendous force? What if you have a handle, but you wipe with force? Then, according to Rashi and the Ravid, Rashi and the Rambam, I mean, sorry, butter, right? The whole cup of the handle is that you don't have to put so much force and squeeze it a lot. But if you do squeeze it, it's butter. According to the Ravid, at their gomer, it's the pitcher, right? That is the big nafkamina, which is exactly this nafkamina I just spoke out, is exactly the nafkamina the Machaber speaks out. And sniff your cat, right? That's an afkamina. An afkamina is in sniff your cat. What if you have, not wiping, right? I thought wiping, of course. What if you have a metal stick with, or metal faucet or whatever, metal faucet with rags at the end, that you squeeze into plug up the hole in the barrel super hard, like with all your might. Does that make a mutter because it has a metal stick, because that has a metal handle? For the Ravid, yes, you're squeezing with all your might, but that's okay. Metal handle means that it's a pitcher. For the Ravid around, of course, that's not a hedger. You're squeezing with all your might, right? That is Shmuel Nafkamina. But to get to Shmuel Nafkamina, we have to come on to a very, very controversial subject, right? Called Mitsuchraitha de Naviyata. Right? Mitsuchai Mitsuchraitha de Naviyata. Some sort of stopper of a barrel. Some sort of stopper of a barrel. You're not allowed to stick it in onion or dough. Why? Because it's thick ratio. The Gemara doesn't say which malacha it is or what kind of stopper this is. Okay, so stopping of a barrel is utter. So there are three possibilities as to what kind of Tosfos goes through, and they'll say for Aruch, three possibilities as to what we're talking about. What does Tosfos want to suggest? That what malacha are we talking about? At the end of Tosfos, that maybe we're talking about stopping of the barrel with a very hard stopper, and that shot is that it could be fixing the clean. Nothing to do with speed whatsoever. The Gemara never said it was speed. Said Tosfos. Well, actually, we're going backwards. The simple shot is that it's the normal way to stop up a barrel. When you have a wine barrel, where do you put the hole? Where do you put the hole in a wine barrel?
On the bottom.
No, on the side.
On the side.
You ever seen like old Westerns or et cetera? They don't have wine barrels. They have big kegs of whiskey, right? And the saloons and old Westerns. No? Okay. I don't know what people watch nowadays. Anyway, in the old days, how did you serve a barrel of whiskey, or well, didn't have whiskey, of wine? You had a barrel and you put a faucet in the side. Right? And that's like how it works like some of the coolers and thing on the side. Yeah. When I was in college, there's something called a keg party, which is a party when they have a big keg of beer and they drink the keg of beer. And I guess that's more of a quantity than just having a bottle or can of beer or something. So now I regret never going to check out how they get the beer out of the keg. I should have gone to a keg party once to see how the surprise and the yata work. But I didn't. What? And what is the keg opener?
It's a thing. It's a special tool that makes the pressure of the no one else is in the pressure. You don't have to turn it down.
I don't think they have that in these cars. Okay, so maybe that's why you can go to the keg party. Maybe they have some new technology they didn't have in the Chazal. What? Okay, fine. But in the days of Chazal, for the Rishonim, through the Rishonim, you make a hole in the thigh and you would stop up that hole in the thigh. That's the upper duke. You can't squeeze it into the hole in the thigh. And the assumption is, why can't you squeeze it in? Because you're doing schita. Right? You're doing schita. You can't squeeze it in because of schita. So, you can't squeeze it in because of schita. So, the question is, what kind of schita is it? Right? What type of schita is this? Says Rabbi Tam and the Aruch, right? What is this Musukhraitha? Says, for example, the Ri and the Ran. And this is the Pashup Shot. I mean, the fact that everyone has to argue this shows that it's the Pashup Shot, right? So one says the Ri and the Ran. It is squeezing cloth into a hole in the side of the barrel. And it's an issue of schita. However, the Tam was not willing to, you could not accept that. Why couldn't he accept it? Why couldn't the Tam accept this? And the Aruch couldn't accept this. Why not? Well, is this schita of Liban? Is it Liban? When you squeeze this, think about it. When you squeeze the rag into the whole side of the barrel, wine gets squeezed out. Is that leaven to squeeze wine out of a cloth? Pashup shot? No, because you need water to leaven. Wine makes things dirty. Water makes things clean. Right? So, says we're being calm. Says we're being calm. And the aura. They reject.
Why? Because tesserae kata, it's not liban. Because it's not water. The Ron adds when he calls me time, and he agrees this out. It's not liban also because it's not the way it's cleaning things. This is not the way of getting it cleaner. Like, it doesn't actually get cleaner. Okay. And not getting clean. That's what the Mishnah doesn't like this. And not the way of cleansing. Which, and why is it not a toldo dot? Does it mean time? Not a toldo dot because, right, we paskin, by the way. Who do we paskin like? We possibly agree a time, et cetera, that leave it deep in the pool and be told it's dust. So why isn't it dust when you squeeze this into the hole inside of the barrel? What? This is going to the e-bud. If it's going to the e-bud, that's not dust. Not dust because hole lit e-bud. Not dust because hole lit e-bud. Right? This is a big thing, hole lit e-bud. Not dust because hole lit e-bud. Now keep in mind, if I wash my clothing and then I wring it, that water pulls the ebud. But that leibud. Leibud is leibud even if it's holy ebud, as long as it's cleansing. But dust isn't dust if it's not holy ebud. Holy ebud is not a heter for leibud. Of course, the water in leibud is holy ebud. I mean, now they maybe recycle, et cetera, but that's new. You know, yeah, of course you can use the water after you wash your clothing. But in dust, the whole point is to get out the grape juice from the grape, right? Why is holy even a heter? Here, the Magen Avraham points out, and the Biur Halacha points out, there are two different explanations why it's not dosh, it's holy even. What's the difference between Tam Zera and the Aruch? Right, Tam Shad and the Aruch Shad. These are being Tam. It's just lo nikra disha. It's just not called dust if you don't get something useful out of it. It's just not called dust. It's not the malacha of dust. It's not called dust. Remember, we point out there's a toast like that in the motor days. Maybe that's what you're talking about. If you don't want the liquid, certainly here it's not just don't want, it's actually whole liquid ebook. But what did the Aura famously say? This is the famous, infamous sheep of the Aura. Why did the Aruch? The Aruch said, it is called dust, but it's mukher anyway. Why? The grace of the long Yikolei. It is called Misha. But the grace of the long Yikolei. This is the main sugar that we're going to discuss, the famous piece of the Aruch, that the grace of the long Yikolei is mukher. But it's important for the Mishnah Berurah will come back to the mukher. From the Berurah will come back to it. There are two reasons you could say it's not dust. One is internally, one is local, one is global. You could say locally, it's not called dosh if you're not getting something useful. It's not the definition of the mice of dosh. It's not a mice of dosh. Or you say the earth. It is a mice of dosh. But it's mukher, it's the grace of Nicolay. According to the earth, the grace of Nicolay it falls into which category? Everyone knows the Torah never mocked the grace of Nicolay. The arch teaches that the grateful Nephilim is considered the same as a double same as Kaveh. Exactly. All double same as Kaveh are Mukher. The exception to the greatest author says the Aruch, but the counter exception is that the grateful Nephilim is the exception to the exception and goes back to being a double same as Kaveh. Okay. So they reject it. Hold it. They reject it. Then what's the more after it? The one thing we're offering. What's the case? If they reject it, then what's the case? Right, according to me, the time of the Aruch, what's the case?
The barrel underneath the ketchup.
That's the Aruch, right? That you're plugging. Into a hole on top of the barrel, and on top of the barrel, that's the segregation of the Nicolay. Because all the wine that's being squeezed out is going back into your barrel. And that's wonderful. You took out the stopper, and now this cloth is full of wine that could be way thick, but Baruch Hashem, you suck it back in very hard, and all the wine went back down into the barrel, and you now have more wine. That's a sick ratio. Then equally, it wasn't your main intention. Your intention is just to close the barrel. But it's a beneficial side effect. The grapes have been equally, or Tosfos suggests another approach.
Rabbi Natan,
they don't say it's a ring of confidence. It seems pretty clear that's a ring of time. He suggests that in Tosfos Suba, a radical approach, he says at the end here, Tosfos doesn't like it because our Tosfos is the re. But he says, okay, the RF Pierce Lashon Acher, right? He quotes the other shot of the RF. They're both in the RF and Tosfos.
Okay, so. You know, you don't have to give names. We could just say, what would the Aruch and Rabbi Natan say? Either or.
What does he say? The Aruch appears to Lashon Acher. It's talking about, he didn't say these words, but of course, not the metaphor. He's talking about a stopper that's like a wooden stopper or something. And you might leave it in there, and then you'll be making a kli, right? Maybe some sort of binyan. He doesn't say if it's bona or he does, or if it's makir patish. He says, afia. He says, afia kli via a permanent, strong point. Okay. Meaning we're not talking about squeezing liquid out of cloth at all. We're talking about something totally different. It's clear that Imusukraya is clearly a plug. But we're not talking about squeezing cloth out of a plug. We're talking about building caleb. Okay, sometimes it's hard to tell. Like, okay, you put the cork in the wine bottle, that's obviously not building a plea. But sometimes, let's say you have a wooden barrel and you put in a wooden cork, it can be very borderline when you're closing something when you're building it. Right? How do we still talk to those who are closing something and building it? Right, when it comes to buildings, there's big studies about that. Right, if I have a, I don't have a door instead of, I don't have a glass window, which is a little face, right? Well, the vents get it, right? You know, there's no flat glass in the base of Tadal. You only have the fluid into jars, but they do not make glass windows. So you've stuck a board in your window. Okay, when is that closing the window? And when is that finishing building a house? It's very borderline. But here also, okay. Anyway, two shopping don't come in onto our discussion so much. However, the controversial part is, what about the hole on the side? Do we say that author and after the Gemarmet, like the Re and the Ran, or do we say that that's mutter because it's neither Malavin nor Krita, even if there's such thing as Krita? I'm sorry, neither Malavin nor Dutch, even if there's such a thing as squeezing clothing being a told of dash. So let's see how we pack it. Sif Yudchet. Sif Yudchet. No, not in the Sif Kubat. Sif Yudchet in Hilcha Shabbos.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Just clarification. So at the end of the day, how many, the Sukhaisa, the Ziyasa, how many possibilities in the Shonim is it because of the Isser? Three?
There are three possibilities what the case is.
Ah.
Three possibilities what the case is. Either it's cloth on the hole in the side, cloth in the hole on top, or plugging it up with a strong plug.
Another version of two of it is a cup there.
Would be what?
Another version of two is a cup there, possible.
Correct. Okay. Correct. Meaning, if you put it on the side, but you put a cup underneath to catch the wine, then that would be Aser L'Kuleyam, right? That's a good Ha'ara. Yeah, okay, let's hope the board gets clearer in a second. How would we express that? If you put a clean cap dog, makes it after Lukuliyama. If you have the hold on the side, but you put a plea under the stopper to catch the wine that comes out, that's obviously a secretion, and that would be up to Lukuliyama.
Okay, the controversial part is, what about a hole in the side without a clean underneath? Let's go to your test. Klavashev, kakov, kakshel, pishton, listom, nekev, shev, dokna, the side, to what's in Boyayin. Yeshmi, demakul, athiro. Some people say you're allowed to pick out the bug, and they're sure it doesn't pick out or put eggs. These are some types that both taking out and putting them in did skita. Even though the ikker is putting it in. So, okay, why is it? Well, athiro is a good question, but it means to take out or put in. The aval pi, shi, efter, shlo, yischo. Even though EF Shalom is code words for integration, right? You must do schita as a side effect. As long as you don't put a cup underneath, the capsule comes out. The Kalen Shaino Nanem is schita zo, have a segregation, lo nicholeum butter. He quotes the Aruch, segregation, lo nicholeum butter. First day is the Aruch. Aruch says segregation, lo nicholeum, first day in the Shulchan Aruch. But the Kokolov, he says they all argued on the Aruch. But Amru da Abagav lo nichole came in the Sikarei Shahu author. But even though so nichole Sikarei is author, here's where we see the Makaber. You want to know how we pop up Sikarei Shahu nichole? The Makaber mentions the word explicitly. You don't have to guess. Yay, Shahu Sikarei Shahu nichole is author. The quote will let him say it was author. Okay, so clearly he pops in Sikarei Shahu nichole is author. That's how we know that the Ikar Adin Sikarei Shahu nichole is. Utter. Okay, maybe we'll come back to other things. And that's the mainstream fact. Among the Rishonim who agree with the Ara, a lot of Rishonim discussed it in the Beis Yosef here. Right, he quotes the Yerucham thing or make it like the Yerucham. And it's a well-known brisk of Misora that Rav Chaim held. I mean, it's not well-known. It's like Mamash in the Chibur. Rav Chaim finished Yerucham on Shabbos. Rav Chaim held that the Rambam held like the Yerucham. The Rambam doesn't say. The Rambam doesn't know the phrase. I mean, he might know the phrase, but he doesn't deal with the phrase the gracious one Nicolai. Right? I mean, that's not a phrase found in Shabbos. It's a phrase invented by the Yerucham. Heard of the phrase the great or he does not master the phrase the great of the Nicolai. Okay, so he does this explicitly, but implicitly what he's doing is he assuming one way you're assuming the other. Right? I mean, even if you never say this my sheet of the great of the Nicolai, you have to have a sheet, it's going to come up someplace. So it's very unclear where the sheet is. It's very unclear where the sheet is, and Rav Chaim held that in front of the round, the great of the Nicolai is much like the Aruch. But maybe the Rambam held, or Rav Chaim, the Rambam held that it was mutter. The Rabbi Rucham by us says the minigus we make like the Aruch, but the mainstream Rove Rishonim are against the Aruch, and that's why the Makaber Paskins against the Aruch. That's the gracious Lo Nicolai is author. Let me just throw out a few Klaliha Aruch of the gracious Lo Nicolai from the Acharonim here. Number one, the Bi'ur Halacha says something important. Dibur Maspil de Lo Nicolai. He says the Aruch example is that if the situation is bad for you, right? You're losing wine on the ground and it's going to waste. That is bad for you. What if it's good for you? That's classic situation. That's an Ithidoraisa. Real situation is good for you, then it's dark. If it's bad for you, that's the situation will equally with more than the Aruch. What if it's neutral? What if you manage couldn't care less either way? Is that called Nifale or Lonifale? So a lot of people are confused about this. And if you want to make tremendous chidushim in very rare circumstances, then maybe you can make it more complicated. But the halacha is like the Bi'ur Halacha says here. If you don't care either way, that's the same as lo nicholei. There's no difference between neutral and negative. Neutral and negative is equally lo nicholei. Lo nicholei doesn't mean bad for me, it just means not good for me. If it's neutral, that's called lo nicholei. And then pretty looker than the other, because like one of his examples is if I a weed someone else's garden. That's the situation that I'm weeding the garden. I'm just trying to pick grass. I'm just trying to pick grass, which is kosher, but that's not worth it. Let's say I pick grass less than a sheep, so I'm not trying to pick kosher. Right? I'm trying to weed someone else's garden. Says the Aruch situation, lo nicholei. I have not situation, lo nicholei. It's not a problem of weeding, which is a tolda of. Remember, that was complicated.
let's call it Zoria. Neutral is the same as negative. That's very, very important because a lot of the Mamadei questions, the original Nikolai is neutral. And all the ones we discussed in the Mishin Mamad Vav, it's not a little neutral one. They fool me around here and there. Not necessarily bad for me, but it's certainly not good for me. So even if it's totally neutral, the Grace of Nikolai is totally neutral. It's still much more part of the art. It's called the Grace of Nikolai. Some of the more controversial things, the Mishnah Berurah says in the Cotton, Nun Gimel, quoting the Magen Avraham here, he makes two assumptions, one of which is a little controversial. First, he said that the Grace of Nikolai, even according to the other Rove Rishonim, is only offered the Rabbanan. Even when Rosh Hashanah is only asked to be Rabbana. That's pretty moron. And the reason why is also, so let's just make them horrible about Sikresha Dilo Nikolai, three horrible from the Mishnah Berurah here, which are important. Number one says the Bir Halacha, Lo Ichpat is called Lo Nikolai. No difference in negative and neutral, says the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah. Lefi the Aruch, it's mutter. Lefi Rov Rishonim, it is only after Midrabanan. No one thinks it's after the right to do the Great Nikolai. Anyone want to tell me what Kotzel said? On Daf, what is it, Kotzel? Yes, okay. Tosa said on that. Kof Gimel of an Aleph, he says, I'm doing something. The side effect is the malacha, but I don't want it. So if I don't want the malacha, that's ain't a tzrich l'gufa. Right? Every segreish lo nicholai is ain't a tzrich l'gufa. I wash my hands, you know, in my neighbor's yard, and it makes his grass grow a little. Segreish lo nicholai. Our chesmother, we say, no, it's still after. Can't be daraisa, because it's not tzrich l'gufa. I don't need the grass to grow. I just need my hands to be clean. Right? And likewise for here. Lo tzrich l'gufa. I don't need the wine to be squeezed out and go in the ground. I just need my barrel to be closed. So, therefore, it's after midrabanan because it's malacha she'ena tsrika ligufa. So it's not a doraisa. The last thing the Magen Avraham says, and the Mishnah Berurah quote here is controversial. Again, I'm quoting the Mishnah Berurah to cut on Gimel. He says, what about outside of the Shabbat? What about in Shari Surim? Is there a heter of Segreshul Nikolai and other Surim? Why? Because Darshan Miskavit is Mutter only Surim, not just the Shabbat. So is Segreshul Nikolai also Mutter only Surim or not? If you say it's a mamish considered Darshan Miskavit, then it should be Mutter called Darkula. If you say no, only late in the Shabbat, it's not Melech Machavit, because Mutter is definitely heter of Shabbat. So is the art based on Kotor Kula Dinim of Kavanah or based on Lex of Shabbat of Torah? Equal to the Rosh said, no, the art is only Mako in Helka Shabbos. In Kotor Kula, he admits himself to the right. Says the Rosh, the Shari Thurim, where there's no Dinim of Lex of Shabbat of Torah, right, in Shabbos, we say only if you do it in a Shabbat way, it's author. Because the Torah says, actually, does the Torah say the last of Shabbat about Shabbat? Where did the Torah say Melechus Machshavet? What? About the Mishkan. But we know we learned the Mishkan at Shabbat from the Mishkan. So, Bishar Surim, where there's no Heter Melechus Machshavet, Sik Resha, Delo Nikolai, Aser, Mida Orantha, Afilo Lida'as Ha'aruch. That's what the Rosh said. The only problem is, if you actually look at the Ark side, it's not true. The Aruch himself was benito even in Shari Surin, even beyond Shabbos. So this Aruch, the Rosh didn't have a copy of the Aruch. He just had an authority of the code of the Aruch in the early Sefer Aruch and the only Bali Tosel. But he looked at the Sefer Aruch and see that the Rosh is wrong. Okay, I know who we have a Sefer. I know who have a Sefer Aruch. We have a Sefer Aruch. But I don't know, like, when it was printed, who had access to it, I'm not sure. But the Maisa, in any case, that's the Rosh. It's not necessarily true. Because in the Sefer Aruch himself, he's Nekom Segrifo Nikolai, even a Kol Barkulo. But nonetheless, you know, we'd be very, very reluctant to tarf it the Kulans as the top of the Kol Barkulo, because the Rosh, we Svarit said, can't be.
According to Robi Shonen, it still would be true, though. I mean, there are holes, there's Nikolai, Damon Scott, and Panathami, you still have them. But once we pass them out with arrows.
Correct. I mean, you're right. According to the other Shonen, it would be no rights in Kol Barkulo and drop one in the shop. Clearly, don't. Or left in between Kulp and Kulp or Kulp. That's a good hour. So, right, according to the other show, the performance of our Kulp or Kulp. The Kulp or Kulp thought the right that and shot the buckling in between Kulp and Kulp. According to the other show, calculation.
Every one of the shows is a Christian.
No, and every generation will need to wait in Washington. Kulp. Because the whole point is to think about it. The generation will need to means your intention is not for the malacca. The malacca is something that you don't really want. You don't really want the malacca, that being strictly
good. Do you want the dirt? Do you want the malacca?
But if you do the hole for that malacca, it's strictly good, but you don't need a hole.
Why is it not secret?
Okay. Here we're getting to a very, very covered issue, which I'm not going to properly go into now because it's very, very subtle. And we have another hour and a half left here. The mainstream understanding of the Shulman acronym is that. A pure malach change be hulupa means I intend the maisa malacha, but I don't need the totsah. While psikoresha means I'm not even intending the maisa malacha. I'm intending a different maisa. Now, how to define maisa and totsah is exceedingly subtle, and you get very, very, the details become, you know, a maze, a minefield. But I'll leave that for your further ear. There's a big sugya about this in Beitza Daf. Beitza Gimel something. I ain't sure. Okay, Shmuel, you're gonna have to help me out. Let's go to the. What happens? Seems pretty much. The Aruch is Makel in the hole in the side without a cup underneath because of the Tigrisal and Nicolay. And there's some. Double drop on but in a mamish balaka, right? In a mamish balaka, like squeezing wine out of a cloth. Squeezing wine out of a cloth is probably a lot of the right if you do it on purpose. Because it's a shame at that point. Or at least quite possibly. But then it says, well, no, you have to recover. Whoa. The Eilam is Noik Heter in this exact case of the wine barrel. How could the Olam be Noik Heter? And then he says, Yeshalami Elaine Spus. Here he's quoting a Kolo. Yeshalami, that's in the big deal. They came to Barja Aruka Kuklan Oroth, the Oroth of the Rags. The Ain Yad Magas with the Oroth. You don't touch the Rags. Mutter Media Vespo. Sheyeshlo Beta Hiza. He says it's Mutter because. It's a spoke sheishma beitachira. The rags are attached to the barza, the metal faucet. I assume it's a metal faucet, right? The rags are attached, like you have a metal faucet with rags in the end. Like you stick a metal faucet into the hole. How do you seal up, right? The tiny airspace between the metal faucet and the hole. Nowadays, we'd have a gasket, right? That's what a gasket is. Those days they didn't have gaskets, they didn't have rubber. Rubber is really good for these things, or rubber-like materials. They didn't have rubber in those days. You just had really hard, a lot of rag. But then the rags have a handle, it's mother spokeshesh v'beitachiza. That is only according to the Reichman, right? This is the limadzcha in stepyud chas. According to the Raven, it's mutter because the rags have a handle, and therefore there's no way to squeeze that even if you're squeezing them with all your might, right? You have to squeeze them with all your might. But what is the end? And according to the Raifid, you could even put a cup underneath. The kashmir comes out. Right? According to the Raifid, it's just there's no if or treat them as a handle regardless. Right?
Lima specific.
Even if you put a cup to catch the wine, right? Could just not call Krita as a handle, just like a pitcher. What did the Shulchan say? Ulafisha ain't tiny dukadakri with gamgiva. That's not a strong tiny, you could question it. Why? This is the gimgum. This if you can. He said, but that only works according to the line that's not a base not pizza. With a head of base not pizza, there's just muck up from pizza because that's a hand. Magic. He says, that's good. That's not that. The push was like, I'm getting around this. The head of the hand is going to have to be the mark. That's not a heter. Therefore, what did he say? Tovlam higan. You should. It is proper to teach people to loye klitas lepoke and nekev, and not put a cup to catch the wine when you stick it in. Okay. Then he says the ayin leelsim and shin aleph omi dir sklita. That's all the leaven type of sklita. We're not going to do it now. Here you have a bit of a mystery. What's the mystery? What did they in the end? Don't rely on the rabbit. Instead. Rely on not putting a cup there. What's the problem? What he says in the end, don't rely on the right, don't put a cup. Is not putting a cup a good heter? What did he just say above? Mm-hmm. What? He said, hopulah, we're fully on the paper horror. So what is his heter in the end? That's the machlokas on the Brahman Taz. What is the heter in the end? Of the end said, it's mutter if you don't put a cup. But that goes against what he said, that we after the great still going equally. So what's the shot? So if you're the cat mutter if you don't put a cup of wine. We know we're not matzer p'sigrifol nichleis, but machlokes magavar and taz. What does the taz say? Has the taz is a tzera of two shittos. Which two shittos? The Raivid and the Aram. According to the Raivid, it's mutter to the handle. According to the Sefer Aruch, it's mutter p'sigrifol nichleis. We don't normally rely on the Aruch plus. The Aruch plus the Raivid we rely on. According to the Magen Avraham, it's the Sefer of another two shita. But I guess the Magen Avraham really hates this Raivid. he doesn't bring in the Raivid here. So, says, what is the theory for which two shita? Which two shita did you use here without the Raivid? What?
Evil is not on Dash.
Yes. Oh, okay. But the Beit Tam, who did he quote it from? He quotes it from Magen Mishnah, Verashba, Rivat. Okay, even though it really goes back to Beit Tam, right? Beit Tam, Rashba, the Ode. Meaning, what did Rabbi Tam say? It's just not called up to this what he would. It's not a mitzvah of dosh, right? Today, le'ivod is mokka, mi meleches isha, and the aruch, the sefer aruch said, it's b'chlam meleches isha. But it's mutter ibud. The ibud is b'chalalech isha, but it's mutter mishon tikresha dilo nikolay. They're all the same sheet, but they're really two different sparks. The Taz says there are two different sheets about two different aspects of the case. One, the fact that it's going to waste, and one, the fact that it's a handle. You have a handle, not going to waste, going to waste, not a handle. You put two scenarios together, you get a theorem. Then there's only one scenario, going to waste. So that scenario has two parts. There's a global part of the traditional legally, and a local part that's the back hold up. And again, what's the main marker for the local part of the back hold up? I think it's fucking fun. Why, whether it's the right or the Rabbana, the Mehmehem, is the Muslim who's fun? Right? I think that's where they're coming from. Even though sometimes they just state fine. That is the end of Sif Yudket. What does Mishnah Berurah here say? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Nun Hey, Mikomakam Churchy Damkin Barza Aruka Shay Tarkly Tibusa Ad Kalasha Taz, the King Koswell Rabo Mama Mordechai. He likes the Taz. The big enough Kamino. According to the Magen Avraham, the Makaber ended up being making on all cases of Ibud. According to the Taz, we're only making on Ibud with the handle. That's a tremendous Makamino, right? I mean, not Kamino Lamaisa. Lamaisa, what about like Ibud without a handle? According to Magen Avraham, his mother, they have two sons in the Hakel. Although, even the Magen Avraham, it's not clear from the antiquity, it's worse than this. Because then it's damaged. No, the Ran says that it's still up to the Rabbanan. I don't know if that means retract or just like Ara. But according to the Taz, it's author. And then Mr. Brewer is being much real like the Taz against Magen Avraham. No. Don't think the two sons in the Hakel is Ibud or not. You need Ibud? Look! A handle. That's how we pass him. We're only making of this evil plus the handle, which is why it can come up so much in modern day scenarios. You know, we don't have many cases where we're squeezing something with evil and have a handle. And it's plus on a handle. I never heard of such a case. If we have such a case, then we'd be making. Okay. What?
Washing dishes and get a handle.
I don't think washing dishes leaky, but when you use a sponge to wash dishes, you are trying to get the water out of the sponge to use it to wash your dish. No, that's not leaky.
Well, it's water when they're going to keep them leaking.
And maybe water. Okay. So, to summarize then, let's just summarize. Where do we have room to summarize?
Top right.
Squeezing cloth or sponge. Is it dosh? Rambam and the Ramban say no. The Rabbi Tam and the Aruch say not if it's le'ibud. And the Re and the Ran say yeah. They admit if it's le'ibud, it's only Rabban. But yes, it's dosh. Right? The Rambam and the Ramban say it's never dosh to be spoken. That's mulekarka. The Rabbi Tam and the Aruch say it could be dosh, but not if it's going to le'ibud. But we're machmir. That is a shot of dosh, unless you're the figure from a handle. Second question is what the Mishnah Berurah said. Is it melabin? Clearly, melabin is even if the liquid goes to the ibud. That's classic melabin, right? The ibud is irrelevant when it comes from a lobby, right? Because plastic lobby is the ibud. So here, the Mishnah Berurah points out that's a big machlokes. There are probably four opinions. What are these four opinions? What are the four opinions? The Ravina Tan said, only with water is leaven. If it's not water, that's not leaven. However, what other liquid can we say is Leva? We have a mucker, a bad mucker from Chumash, but a good mucker from the Gemara, and call it Leva. What?
Why?
What's a bad mucker from Chumash? Maybe it's not a bad mucker. No one has a bar mitzvah by fee, only me. Okay, what's the mucker? He based by Yayin Levusho, who the Dhamma of Mitzvah is so. He washes his clothes and wine. The reason why that's not such a good mucker is because it's a metaphor. He has so much wine, he washes his clothes and wine. That's what it means to actually smart thing to do. It might just be a flowery way of saying have a lot of wine, right? Or you don't only use a flowery way of saying something, you've had a basis. If it was just a pumpkin comment, I wouldn't believe it. But the Gemara, when it comes to wine, which Shemita said, you can't use it for laundry. Ah, so you see that wine is good for laundry. Now, if that's a puppet, that might mean you put a little wine mixed with other chemicals or something. But we have two makoros that you can do laundry in wine. One, the pasuk, be based by yayin levusho, daman avim, and so. And number two, the Gemara talks about wine shvias for laundry. So, says the Beis Yosef and the Ran, the Be'er Halacha quotes the Ran, and the Beis Yosef only for Mayim or Yayim. Those are used for laundry, but other things are not used for laundry. However, what's the Taz? Say Taz said, no, they have to understand what they meant. They couldn't have meant what you think they mean. That's ridiculous. Would you wash your clothes in any wine? You're going to wash your clothes in wine. What kind of wine you're going to use? White wine, says the Taz. And I think he means this is what they meant. Only in Mayim or Yayin Lavan. A red wine, can be washed in clothes in red wine. Maybe some dirt. But white wine may be cleansed. Okay. Personally, I'm not yet willing to sign up for washing my clothing in white wine either. But I don't know, I never tried it. Sorry, Ian. What? Oh, fine. Yeah, okay. There is another Shita, which is very controversial, which is basically they think the Rambam might mean. The Rambam, he doesn't believe in dust. He only believes squeezing clothing is a lavving. Yet he never says it depends what kind of wood. So maybe he just figured you'd know on your own. He only meant it's water. But maybe, and the Rambam, the reason is talking about that. All mashkin. Maybe all mashkin is malabing. If all mashkin is malabing, you have to be smart. All mashkin is not malabing because it's a good way of doing laundry. Maybe all mashkin is malabing is because it's at least cleaner if you wring it out than before you wring it out. Right? If my clothing is full of orange juice, it's cleaner after I squeeze out most of the orange juice than beforehand. Okay, maybe. Anyway, those are the four pieces. Says Mr. Burr, hold on a second. If you're a macher like these Shita, then who cares if it's on the side of separation of Nicolay, etc.? You're all, it's always Nicolay. And it's always the lobby. So says Mr. Burr in Tifkata, Gimel, he said, no, if it's water, then it's usher regardless. Says the Mishnah Brura. We're not koshish for all mashkin. We're not koshish for all wine. We say mayan. And to quote the Taz, it sounds like you'd be macro as well. Water and white wine. By water and white wine, we're kosher for Levon, for Malabim. What does that mean? That means that it's also the kulianle, even if the hole's on the side. Because then it's irrelevant whether you're getting something useful out of it or not. Malabim, you're never getting something useful. Right? Which means that water or yayin lovin is more chomer, and even the sefer arach would be matmir. Even if it was on the side, because you're still laundering the cup. It's still nicholi. Your cup is still getting clean. and therefore, just put it therefore.
Therefore, the puppet shall mayin, even though it's a stretch. I don't know. I personally never lost my clothes in my life. But okay, let's be machter like the time. Author, afilo, lift coat, bide hakovit, afilo, em kli tachav, lekule alma. Right? There's no heter of mukka from isha. There's no heter of situation alone. Okay. Now, so the verse says, in the cut of note A, okay, in the end of note A, he gets into a whole discussion there. What if he still, okay, the whole dion in the acronym, the taz, et cetera, and I can't deal. If you still come in your tablecloth, can you squeeze it off your tablecloth? Right, based on the taz, we'll just read the Mishnah Berurah. He says, if you still come in your tablecloth, you should not put pressure on your tablecloth to like, squeeze them out to go over the table onto the floor. Right, if you have dirt floors, that was a logical thing to do, right? Because that's chita. Rather, you should only sweepify that which is on top of the tablecloth, but not that which is absorbed into the tablecloth. And if it's water, then for sure you should be even extra careful because lita's mayim, with a double, is dust and the lobbing is much more covered. Since you don't want it. Malami is not super cover. Dust would not be super cover. It would be at the rice in any case, if it's going on the floor. But water even goes on the floor, so the rice, you should be actually careful. Okay, not for now. He ends this bit with, he ends the gut with, hey, squeezing hair is an ifdigar bonin. This is a big stuff. What is squeezing hair? Squeezing hair is, if the rice or ifdigar bonin. The Gemara discussed it. The Gemara discussed it how to get oil from place to place for a woman who's giving birth and you need oil for whatever the medicine in those days. How do you transport the oil from place to place? Remember, in those days, they had a luck of carrying on chops, right? There's no city here for that. So it's just no problem. So a woman with one hair will dip her hair in oil. Then, like, bring it to the Yoledis' house, and then squeeze it out, and you can use it. And that way, there's no way to the right stuff that carry Kalabriyat. That's certainly carry Kalabriyat. If I already carry the Shemin through the street, that would be the right stuff. If I carry it in my long hair, that's clearly a very weird way of carrying, clearly drug on it. Mar said, yeah, fine, it's carrying the drug on it, but then you have a problem with skita. There's no problem, there's no skita in here. Why is there no skita in here? Everyone seems to agree. Because hair is not absorbent like fabric, right? Everyone knows hair is not as absorbent as fabric. In a fabric, if you have cotton or linen or wool that you dip in oil or water or wine, it goes inside the fabric. In hair, hair is much harder. It can't go inside the hair. Just trapped between the hair. And that's not really specific. It's not inside the hair. Hair is not really absorbent. I think that's true. Here is not really absorbent, therefore it's just inside the hair. Then the Beis Yosef, if you can Rambam, what Beis Yosef did from the Rambam, I thought Beis Yosef, my Mishnah said it before him. What? Yes, because the Rambam says, and who had been leather, there's no Isra Daraita for the Pita. Leather clues an Isra on the Pita. Because leather is not, it's much more absorbent than hair, it's not as absorbent as regular fabrics. Okay, excuse me, that's an Isra Pita Daraita. The Akronim point out, not before she shot, there's an extra piece of drug on it. Even around there's an extra piece of your mind. Boom, when you get there. So, if you look in, so the mindset, what do we say? We say that you're not allowed to squeeze hair on Shabbat. We say you're not allowed to squeeze hair on Shabbat. Now, the case in the Gemara is squeezing hair for what purpose? To the Gufa or the Meimena? What was the case of the Gemara? To get out the oil. That was also drop on. What if you don't want to get out the oil, you just want your hair to be dry? What if you just want your hair to be dry? That might be a little more manual, right? Because it's like fossil flock of the Gufa. So
Would we say that's totally motor if we just want your hair to be dry? Anyone? Is it motor to like wring out your hair so your hair can be dry? Right? We can't prove it from the Gemara, but we can prove it from the poskim. For example, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, if you flip your Mishnah Berurah, Shin Chav Vav, Sif Katan, Chav Aleph, he quotes the Kaswa, poskim Nagash Lodikos Kval Benor B'mikveh. You know you're not allowed to bathe on Shabbos? You're not allowed to bathe in hot water, definitely Gemara. How about bathing in cold water? The Gemara thinks you're allowed to bathe in cold water on Shabbos. But the modern day, not modern day, the post 500 years ago, said, no, we have a minhag that we don't bathe on Shabbos, which is why our minhag is, for example, we don't go swimming on Shabbos, right? Why don't we go swimming on Shabbos? Well, the main reason is, there are other possible reasons, but the main reason is because of this Mishnah, Why? The Matsuri lovely day, Sita Seir, but Old Kama Ta'am and Ayin, but Maginav Raham. Because you might bring your hair and many other possible problems, Maginav Raham mentioned. Okay, what do we see? The people who, if you bring your hair after bathing, you're just trying to dry your hair. You see that it's still usher, right? Simple shot here is that it's usher to bring your hair, even just to dry out your hair. Okay. That is the accepted halakha. You're not, okay, looking around the room, I don't know how many people here ever did skita on their seyar, because it's hard, it's a little hard to skita on their seyar, it's very short. But try and experiment, grow your beard for a year, and then, you know, take a shower, and afterwards, you'll take your beard and go like this, and water will come pouring out.
So going to a mikvah Shabbos, let's say, people will just not touch their hair.
Ah, oh, we'll get that. But in any case, the minute, by the way, is not to go to the mikvah Shabbos for fun, right? Of course, this mikvah doesn't apply to the mikvah. The mikvah is not to be for fun on Shabbos. Of course, for a mitzvah, you can be on Shabbos. What's called a mitzvah? Depends. You know, when you're the woman going to the mikvah, which Anita is definitely a mitzvah, the man going to the mikvah, if it's something he's normally not put on, you consider it a mitzvah. If he's just going for the kavayah, then you probably shouldn't. Let's say you're not a Hasidic type at all. You don't believe in mikvah on Shabbos. You don't believe in mikvah every day, whatever. But your friends are going Shabbos morning. It's a big kavayah. You're spending Shabbos with Hasidim. I don't know if you're allowed to go to the mikvah. That's for you, it's not a mitzvah. But Hasidim will probably tell you, yes. Because, like, this should be the birthday of the rest of your life. But, you know, better to be a good Jew one day than 0 days. But, you know, if you're not a Hasidic, I think you're allowed to go to the mikvah Shabbos. You have the minhag. The not. Bathe, as he says, in the mikvah, the Shabbos, in the days of the Mishnah Berurah. Anyway, okay, so the, but what are we going to see here? Yeah?
Why is it us at the end of the day, the gufan, to dry?
So interestingly, Shmuel, did you get this board? Okay, so basically what I want to show you is the wrong habamina that it should be mukher. Strong having it to be mutter. Why? Number one. Number one, Ein Shchita B'Seyar. But you look in the Rambam that Yesh Shchita Midrabanan. That's on that physically, right? Number two, forget about the case of the Rambam and the Gemara. That was a case of trying to get out useful oil, as a matter of fact, it's some trick. How about the fact of Kvakim Ushlako Ligufan slash Sohatli Ibud? Right? And let's make the assumption with what almost all of the posts can make. Do you think Peter the Thayer could be a tolda of malabing? It's a little hard to say that because you're allowed to wash yourself on Shabbos. So if you're allowed to wash yourself, hard to imagine tolda malabing. So one of the guys like fuck the goofos and so hate Licky Hood. Nonetheless, but nonetheless, it's awkward. Why you have it nonetheless author? You have to say we don't agree with the heterophobic evil,
We don't review the heter so hit the ibon, and this is worse than kvashim mishlokov because kvashim mishlokov turned into an okel when it was pickled or cooked with food. The water in your hair doesn't turn into an okel. It's not only kima, it's still kima, right? When I cook, the juice inside turns into an okel. When I pickle, the juice inside is an okel. When I bathe, the water in my hair is not still an okel. So I can say nonetheless, because after all, we don't hold the heter of ibud. We held the heter of ibud. We were popping differently by Mr. Crichton than the other, right? Because we hold that the ibud is offer me rabbanan, and it's worse than kvashim mishlokos because the water is still a mashka. Okay, so the maisa, what are we saying? We managed to squeeze out an ikker of wringing your hair on Shabbos, Baruch Hashem. But why do I present it in such a biased way? Because I think that should affect how we look at some of the questionable cases. Like, for example, in the what the famous Kula of Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the footnotes of the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. What? You can't squeeze it out so it goes drip down. But if you just wipe it with a towel and it goes into the towel, then it's okay. Right? If you just wipe it with a towel, then it's okay. That's the Kula of Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. Where was it? Perek Yod Dalid. Footnote Aleph. Okay, what is he saying? And he brings in all these times. He says, look, it's not clear in the Gemara there's any Iffer in the first place, just the Diuk and the Rambam. And even that Diuk and the Rambam I didn't mean footnote Aleph. I meant later in the parak, right? I meant footnote Samach. Well, right? Basically, I think that given that there's so many strong thud in Lahakel, you shouldn't be mafra any more than necessary. What if they put up Samach Vav? He says that he quotes many other posts who say this as well. He quotes Kvashim Mishlokos, he quotes the Nakhtar to Aster in the first place, quotes very Dachim to be Aster in the first place. But if we add to that, if we add to that it's going straight into the towel, it never even appears. It's better than normal ibud. Normal ibud means the liquid drips out, it just goes away. Here, you don't even see any liquid. It disappears immediately. So, therefore, what heterim can you have? The mice is still after. But what heterim can we expect? Number one, for Shlomo Zalman Orbach, if it goes straight into the towel. If it goes straight into the towel, then we can be Mako. Then we can be Mako. And on mine is cut in the blood me yad besokama geveth the inum near in bein. Okay. Mistaber to shopper shari. Then it's for sure mutter. And the other big cool, and this is footnote Aleph, and this is the Rapasha. Says all over shop that you can wash your hair on top. People are very, very nitter. They're very worried about that. You can't wash your hair on Shabbos because whenever you touch your hair, if you're washing it, you're being soaked. But it's just not true. They point out it's Mishra says all over you're allowed to wash your hair on Shabbos. And he's quoting the first Gemara. For example, Mishra Bertin Chavav Papay says, even if you have a beard, or it's the arosho. And likewise, you can wash your hair on your head. Actually, it's not an acharei tato, but afterwards you can't squeeze it out. He doesn't say you can't wash, you can wash and squeeze. He says you can wash it, afterwards don't squeeze it out. But within the washing, that's no problem. Okay, he says in many places, and he's pointing the first gemara. It's pashut. It's a double pashut. It's a funny thing. In the earlier Shmir Shabbos Kilchasas, I don't know how to explain this fully. He says, you should try to be careful not to wash your hair on Shabbat. And then in the newer one, he left it out of the Gandre. He says, no, that's ridiculous.
Okay, what changed his mind? I don't know, but it's like, of course, it's holy mother to watch your, what did the word say, nazir, right? Full faith from a fast face, right? On Shabbat. The nazir can go like, can full faith from a fast, go like this in his hair. Just now, tell me, pull that here. All the studies are, you can't use the guy to determine that, pull that here, because that's goofy. But no one worry about pizza. So, that'd be Gemara, Mishnah Brura, or about the Togo Aleph, Mother, Lyrical. Sparrow, you can watch it as long as it looks like Mishnah Brura. You should not stonehate it afterwards. Okay, why is it mutter to watch, or Moshe said? There's many different theories, right? The two main theories are Moshe said, because it's Tzik Reisha. He says Tzik Reisha. Hey, at a certain point, he adds Mul Nicolai, right? Says Tzik Reisha, Mul Nicolai, oh, mutter is only drop on it. Okay, cool, weird, funny thing. There's a Tzik Reisha, mutter is drop on it. That's very radical. They just the racial deeply fucked the on it. It's also a little radical. He doesn't analyze and he doesn't follow elsewhere. But maybe because even if you squeeze your hair while you're walking it, even if you squeeze your hair while you're walking it, it's a race with long equally. It is not a problem. You're not trying to get useful water. For Solazano, but it says you're not even squeezing water out of your hair. When you walk here, you squeeze the water into your hair, not out of your hair. You squeeze the water into your hair, not coming out. Okay, the Lamaita, it's pasher that it's mutter. It's pasher that it's mutter. Again, I don't know. A lot of people are immature about this, including the earlier version of the Shmir Shabbos Hilchata. Okay, but now that the later version of the Shmir Shabbos Hilchata, even our Moshe is nervous about it a little bit. You don't have to worry about like not washing your beard when you wash your face. If your beard's dirty, go ahead and wash it. He sounds a little nervous about it, I guess. It's the gracia of Krita. But again, you're not trying to squeeze. When I wash my hair, I'm not trying to squeeze water out of it. I'm pretty sure no one's trying to squeeze water out of it. So what's the heter? The heter is a special tomozamin. You squeeze in, not out. And B, Rav Moshe and others, right? Oh, this is all, psik resha, etc. And I think the real cop is, I understand every psik resha is not mother. Even psik resha is not mother. Remember the barza? Yeah, but that's talking about mamishly. The here they are is not so much of the speech of the first place, the finish of the rabba. And it's not so much that speech in the first place. And therefore, and even fashion plucko, even on the one hand, it might be worse than bottom slacko, but better than squeezing cloth. Cloths probably are something that is often squeezed to get like wine outfits. You probably squeeze cloth to get useful wine, whether you squeeze your hair to get useful water. So it's not so much as better. Anyway, Lamaisa, I think we can accept the kulas of the Shmir Shabbos Kolkata, even though a lot of people don't love them. And the biggest amarasis is everyone knows that. The reason, ask anyone like high school kids, the reason you're not allowed to shower on Shabbat because you're allowed to shower, but you're not allowed to use a towel afterwards. That's in the forest in Shabbat, that when you bathe on Shabbat, you're allowed to use a towel. In the forest in Shabbat, that you're allowed to use a towel to dry up after you bathe on Shabbat. Why aren't we worried that you'll come to ring it? So it's a mock look to be shown him, either because people aren't mocking on towels being wet, so they're not going to worry about it. It's like the salt on the barrel, or because they don't get so wet. After all, how wet does the towel get if one guy takes a shower and dries off the towel? Not but Maharaja. Hopefully we've all showered many times. We've probably all dried off the towel. And none of us ever thought, boy, this towel is very wet. I can wring it out afterwards. Right? Okay.
We didn't get everything we wanted to discuss today. But it's already in double overtime. So we'll have to add a couple of haros here. So next time when we start talking about capturing the makoros on Malacha's Boker. Okay, if anyone has questions, you can certainly ask.
So Malacha, you can, there's no problem with using a towel after you wash your
face. There's no problem with using a towel if you wash your face or even your whole body. Now, there's a minhag that we don't wash the whole body for no reason on Shabbos, even in cold water. But if you would have a reason for washing your body in cold water, no problems in hell. The haraya, people who go to the mikvah, women who go to the mikvah, mikvah night is Friday night, or chassidim who go to the mikvah every morning, they dry for the towel afterwards. Right? My simple, you know.
What's the heter of the Shabbos sponge?
The Shabbos sponge. Remember those Shabbos sponges? What's that for the Shabbos sponge? Sorry. Okay, that ties into the thing I was about to discuss. Asking a toothbrush. Okay, a Shabbos sponge is a type of toothbrush. So ask me about toothbrushes.
Not for even a non-verbal thing.
Okay, so we'll see.